A time to look back on times past and time forward and see where we are in our lives. Perhaps some of you have come here tonight to this morning feeling, asking, questioning, have you missed out on something? Now, we always kind of bump and joke around about the Christmas spirit, but how about the spirit of life, the wonderful nature of life? Do you feel you've missed out? Just the other day, I did one of the bad exercises. I thought about the opportunities in my life that were just about, I call them, just about. I just about joined that team that won the playoffs. I just about asked her for a date and then found out years later how she had wished I had. I just about said yes. Well, years later she said she was glad I didn't. I just about took that risk for a new job. I just about took that good advice or that great investment. Well, you can't build your lives on just abouts, because you realize those are the things that bring you into self-pity and blame and regret. You see, the wonderful life that you're dreaming about is still right here. It's not a just about, it's a part of about who we are. Well, I have to say something about the great movie. It's a Wonderful Life. You see, for the main character, he thought he had missed out on it all the just abouts and regrets. But then when he realized what his life meant, he could only conclude that this was a wonderful life and I didn't miss a thing. And that's the way we need to be. Each season comes with a message, and Advent comes with a message that keep watch. If you feel like something is missing, or if you anticipate something wonderful, keep watch. It may be just right around the corner. Our church lectionary dwells on things that may or may not ever happen, or on the things that have happened. But in our pews, in our prayer times, in our hymns, and then when we receive the communion, we are living it. No just about. We are living that wonderful life. There's a little booklet put out by Dr. Albert Day called The Healing Ministry. In that book, he says there's a kind of poverty today, a poverty in which we need to be concerned. And that poverty is the expectation on the part of so many Christians. They just don't expect God to do much in or through their lives. But if we had faith, he says, and if we just let him, let go, God could do so much for us and through us. Our chronic weakness is not that we expect too much from God, but that we trust him far too little. Keep watch, Jesus warns us. God is waiting for that opportunity that may change our lives in a completely different way we had ever expected. Dr. William James once wrote, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitude of mind." Altering the attitude of mind. I once read a book called Success Through a Positive Attitude. And the whole book was that simply, if you want to be a successful person, think successfully. Now, for Christians, there's no reason why we cannot grasp and hold on to that same idea. And that's what William James James was a guy who said, you can kind of look into the spirit of a man and woman by their psychology and back. There's no mutual exclusiveness. We are spiritual beings. We are also psychological beings. Faith is confidence. It's really not that difficult. It comes from the mind. That's one of the meanings in the Greek. If we have faith in God, then things can happen. Joseph Powell, the Loyola. There's a Loyola down here, isn't there? Right? Is that Yes. I always have trouble pronouncing it, so I was wondering if I was going to. Loyola. Oh, that's the way you guys pronounce it. Okay. Well, he was a professor of Loyola University, and he expressed it well in his excellent book, The Idea, Fully Human, Fully Alive. He said, fully alive people find enjoyment in what others regard as drudgery or duty. They don't have to, they want to. They are aware of the thorns, but concentrate on the roses. Each day has a newness about it. It is never a carbon copy of yesterday. Fully alive people eagerly await new insights. These insights will renew them and their visions of reality. Now, this is not some new age, wish-wash, self-help jargon. We have been created in the image of God with a mind and free will which seeks out the unknown, seeks out the good, and sees the beauty. Not afraid to take risk, and we have a deep capacity for love. So keep watch. The promised baby may be born in Bethlehem any day. Let your whole being feel the power and the wonder of such a wonderful thing. Helen Keller once put it this way. The legend tells us that when Jesus was born, the sun danced in the sky, and the aged trees straightened themselves and sent out fragrance of blossoms once more. These are the symbols of what takes place in our hearts when Christ's child is born anew each year. She continues, blessed by the Christmas sunshine, our nature's perhaps long leafless bring forth new love, new kindness, and new mercy, and new compassion. As the birth of Christ was the beginning of the Christian life, so the unselfish joy of Christmas shall start the spirit that will rule a new year. That is indeed the spirit that we need. We need to have done with our wallowing in the muck, in mire of our despairs, regrets. We need to begin watching the heavens for a star, for Savior, the one who would redeem us from our faithless ways, the Master who has thus instructed us. Watch, therefore. You do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Amen.